My relationship with God has always been important to me. As I have said before, from when I was very young, I have believed God, I have believed in God. But my life and my circumstances back then were not what I had hoped. My perception was not realized in a mature way. I did not understand how it worked with God, how God saw me. I only knew that I needed Him. I only knew that I had pain, I had confusion, I had misunderstanding, I had abilities and talents, but I didn't know really what it all meant, what it was for. And I continued to seek and seek and seek, as many of you are doing, and maybe as some of you have not thought that you were doing, but now you've come to realize that you have been, and sometimes you ignore it, as I had done. But somehow, deep within us, we know our need. We know that we need to understand. We know that we must do something with this life, for it is our life. It is our experience, and it is important. Now, for me, I knew that I was someone special. And that was a gift given to me by God, because for some reason, I've always known that I was meant to be great. I have always known that I was special, that I was valuable. But yet there were moments and days and weeks and months and even years that I did not know that I would eventually understand. And so it has been by experience that I can look back at where I was and now see the wisdom in it all. And so I want to comfort you with this, that no matter how old you are, whether young, you can still believe what I'm saying and know that you can begin now your journey. You are very valuable right where you are at. And that you have the spirit of a champion inside of you. That you are meant to be a creative being. You are meant to create new experiences, new opportunities, and you have the support of God. You have His support, for He has made you creative for a purpose, and it is to expand the universe. Your thoughts, your ideas, and your imagination are meant to create experiences and opportunities for others to grow, to mature, to realize, and to duplicate what you do, your efforts, and working smart, and your goals, and all of these things are meant and have purpose. And so I want to share, do not waste your time on evil things. Do not waste your time on thinking less than who you truly are. Who you truly are is magnificent. Who you truly are is valuable. Who you truly are is great. Who you truly are is beloved by God, who created you to do what He does. Speak a word and watch it come to pass. God believed himself. And so he says, we should believe him. Speak a word, declare it, and it will be. So, I just want you to know and encourage you, do not waste this precious, beautiful gift on doing things that neither serve you or others. Love yourself today. Love who you are and who you are meant to be. Love yourself.